This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Our country gardener, Daryl David, with some fertilizing tips coming right up. But first, Seattle is home to the most handsome men in the United States, according to a survey by a grooming company. Grooming Lounge's blog posted the results this week, with the following cities taking the lead. Denver at number 5, Boston at number 4, Washington, D.C. came in number 3. The best groomed men, second place, San Francisco, and number 1, as we mentioned, Seattle. GroomingLounge.com based the findings on the amount spent on personal care services and products per man, in addition to shaving needs. The blog admits that handsomeness may be subjective, but the criteria also measured each city's commitment to appearance. Seattle men spend approximately $3,413 on personal care items annually, while men in the number 24 city, Cleveland, spend about $2,300. A regular contributor is the country gardener, Daryl David. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Mike.
How's everything going?
Not too bad. It's hot. This is a hot summer now. The lazy days of summer, dog days of summer, I guess.
I guess so. Now, is this a good time to fertilize your lawn? Can you do that this late in the year?
Not really. Well, you can fertilize later, but not in August. August is the worst time. It's very hot throughout most of the country. It's very hot out, and the plants, actually, lawns go dormant. Unless you're watering, irrigating the lawns, they actually go dormant. So if it's hot and dry where you are, and a good part of this country is dry right now, just let it go dormant. It'll turn brown, but it'll green up in the fall. The best time of year to fertilize your lawn is in late August, in the month of September. Easy way to remember it is Labor Day or Memorial Day. If you can do it once a year, the best time if you can do it once a year is Labor Day. And usually around Labor Day and then the month of September, going into more rainfall, cooler temperatures. If you're going to do it twice a year, Memorial Day and Labor Day, that's the best. And it makes a big difference. And, of course, you should have your soil tested for pH. Because as a rule, well, it depends on what part of the country you're in. In the Northeast, most of the soils are very, very acid, and they do have to put lime on. But if you live in the Midwest, where I used to live in Ohio, it's high pH, high alkalinity, and you don't need to put lime on. You might have to put sulfur to reduce it. So pH is very important, and you can go to your local county cooperative extension office. There's about 3,000 counties in the United States, and I used to work for Cornell Crop Extension for 19 years in Kingston, New York, but there's one in every county, and usually they're in the county seat, especially the rural areas. They're in the county seat, so they can do a simple pH test, or you can buy the kit yourself. You can buy the simple pH test kit yourself. Now, if you want to complete a soil analysis, you have to go to the extension office, and they can send it to the land-grant college, and they'll get the results out, and you'll put the fertilizer on accordingly.
All right, so fertilize in the September time frame.
Right.
Now, what's the best time to start or renovate a lawn?
The best time, again, is in the fall. A lot of people, most people, I'd say about 70, 80% of the people do it in the spring. You know, it's been a long winter, and we had such a rough winter this past one. It's a rough winter, and people get in the mood, and they got to rip up the lawn and put all the grass seed. They're in the mood, and they got the spring fever and all that. But that's not the best time, because in the spring, you're competing with the crabgrass and all the annual weeds. If you do it in the fall, you're not competing with the annual weeds. You're going into cooler temperatures, and there's cooler temperatures, and the soil temperatures are nice and warm. In the spring, the soil temperatures are cool, and it takes two or three, four weeks for the seeds just to germinate. So in the fall, you have cool temperatures, more moisture, and it'll be established. If you put if you get it started in the fall, you'll have plenty of time before winter, and the grass will be established. Now, if you have over 50% weeds, now my lawn, I'm terrible. I spend so much time in my flower and vegetable gardens, my lawn. They used to recommend if your lawn is more than 50% weeds, you're better off spraying it all and starting from scratch. And my lawn, it probably is in the back especially. It's long, and every year I say I'm going to do it. But hit it with Roundup or Cleanup. There's no soil residue. You actually don't mow it for one or two mowings. So you go a couple weeks, let the grass get tall, spray it with Roundup or Cleanup, let it turn brown, and then sometimes you might have missed a spot or two. And then you go back and hit that, and then mow it short, and you can rent a machine a rake machine that actually puts slits in it, and you can do that, and put slits in it, and you put your grass seed down, your fertilizer, and just water it or let Mother Nature take care of it, and you'll get some nice grass. If you don't want to rent that machine, just take a steel rake, especially if you've got a small lawn. If you got an acre or two, it's kind of rough, and you can rough it up with a steel rake, rough it up after it's brown. Of course, you want to mow it short, and put the grass seed down and fertilizer and water it, and you'll be, by mid-late October, you'll have a beautiful new lawn. Really makes a big difference.
Sounds like we have a lot to talk about as we move out of summer into the fall season. So, Daryl David, the Country Gardener, thanks for being a part of the show.
You're welcome, Mike.
And with Daryl David, the Country Gardener, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Where are you going this summer?
In Australia. Griffith, New South Wales, Australia. Heading to Milwaukee. Good times.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Getting off the couch and onto the open road.
It's fantastic. I'm enjoying it. It's brilliant. Nice. I was here about 18 years ago, but I did the LA and San Fran. That excellent experience. I enjoy it.
We're going down to Memphis. Heading to Memphis from here. They're going across to Chattanooga. And we're going up the Blue Ridge Parkway to Gettysburg, up to Niagara Falls, around to Cleveland, Ohio, and heading to Milwaukee from there and drop the bikes off and fly home. So it's a bit of a trip, yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
If it's legal, can you do anything on your property? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Frank needed to use dynamite while excavating his land, but the explosion shattered all the windows on his neighbor's house. Obviously, the neighbors sued Frank for damages. At the trial, Frank intended to prove that the blasting was necessary, that all precautions were taken, and that no greater dynamite charge was used than absolutely required. So, who do you think will win this case? Stay tuned for the final verdict. So, does the neighbor get his windows replaced? No. In this case, there's no recovery for damage by an act that is not wrongful. Since a person has the right to use his own property for legal and necessary purposes, Frank is not responsible for the damages. And that's the final verdict.